no había pasado.
You're listening to 93.3 The Egg, North Bank's only FM radio station.
Ignition sequence start. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Hunter! Show.
Yeah, Hotter Show back. Back again. Another beautiful Monday night here. Where are we? We're not in North Bank anymore, baby. We're in Buffalo this week. Broadcasting from the place I call home. You want to know why? I'll tell you why in just a few minutes here. But, man, it feels pretty okay to be back. And I'll tell you something right now. I don't feel comfortable doing this in my own home. And I don't know why. It just seems weird to me. It seems like we should have a studio to do this, right, Keith?
Oh, agreed.
And right, Isaiah?
Yes, sir.
Keep talking. Let me get this right.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, so... Yeah, we were just trying to figure things out here, and if I sound a little different, that's because I'm using a different microphone. It's not my precious one that I use every week. But this'll do. It'll do just fine. Anyways, my name is Zach Pape. I'm the host of this here show, which is titled The Hot Dirt Show. Tuned in at hotdirt.net. And I believe we're still broadcasting on 93.3, the Egg North Bank's only FM radio station. If we're not... And oh man, that's so sad.
God help us.
God help us all.
God already helped me.
Did he?
Yeah, how so?
You want to know?
I do.
God helped me in a plethora of ways, such as providing me with great friends like you guys.
Oh, there we go.
All right.
Yeah. Tugging at my heartstrings.
Good sentiment.
Buddy. So what are we doing tonight? Well, firstly, got a couple announcements for next week's show. I'm not going to announce it now. I'm just saying that's what... we're going to be doing at some point.
There's your hook.
Also, the big thing... You know what? I'm going to say we're going to announce it at... Let's see. What time is it? 9:30 or so we'll announce it. How do you like that, Keith?
I like it. 9:36 sounds more
9:36.
Efficient.
Okay, 9:36. Half an hour from now, we'll be announcing who's going to be on next week's show. And why do I say that with such importance? That's because next week we're going to be rebooting the show a little bit. And no, it's not going to be some major change, you know. There's a lot of things I like about this show. So we're going to keep a lot of it. We're going to spit shine this thing because you know what? We started off strong, but we got a little bit, lazy, I'll say.
We got some city miles on us.
Yeah. But now we're going to pop on the thruway next week. Mileage is going up. Man, it's going to be... It's going to be fun. That date is August 14th. The show will be starting at 8:30 p.m. There will be a pre-show. And I think that will be part of the 8:30 p.m. time slot, but it'll be half music, half talking. 9 o'clock will come around. We'll start the normal show as usual, and then we'll be going until 10:30 at least. I'll say at least. I'm not going to say, oh, we're ending at 10:30 tight every single week, because I don't know if that's true or not. And next week, maybe we will, but from there on out, we're going to go till at least 10:30 because, you know, got a lot to say, a lot of things to get to. And I think putting a cap on the time, which I have in the past, really prohibits things. And you know what? Maybe sometimes it helps things. Maybe we shouldn't be talking all damn night long. Those couple of morons trying to make a funny or two. Just let us try and be funny. Oh, my God. So that's what's going to happen next week. What is going to be new on the show? Well, let me tell you. More ad reads. Haven't done one of those in a while.
More been quite some time,
which I enjoy. More pre-recorded bits, man on the street type things. We're going to go out and find the truth in the world, boys.
Let's find the biggest hot dirt fan.
We could do that. I might be looking at him right now, actually.
Could be.
Uh-oh.
The intern. He's like, oh, I'm actually not that big of a fan. now that you put me on the spot like that, you know what? I'm sorry, Zach. I'm really not that big of a fan, buddy.
I actually don't even like you.
No. I don't even like me either.
Try and find Wayne.
Could try. Could certainly try. I don't know how well it's going to work.
And Joe, it seems like he's been unemployed for a bit. What happened to him, actually?
I got him on the horn. And here's the short answer here. He'll be back next week.
Cool. All right. Easy enough.
No hard feelings, right?
I don't think so.
All right. Hopefully not.
Maybe we can try and get him on the show next week, but it seems like he doesn't ever want to be on the show.
I can't really blame him. He just always gets his butt kicked.
Yeah, I was actually just going to say, let's buy him like a bulletproof vest or some kind of body armor.
I think, yeah, just like actual steel chainmail armor.
Yes.
Medieval style.
Exactly.
Maybe a sword to fend off those bad guys.
Maybe he'll finally get his.
Have the knighting of Joe.
So, yeah, next week, it's going to be a fun one. Definitely should tune in, I promise you. And then at 9:36, I'm going to tell you guys what's going down. It's going to be cool. But for tonight, you know, here at the Hot Dirt Show, we like to celebrate the little victories, I'd say. We've been on the air now for 7 months. Next week will be 7 months exactly, I believe. Can you believe it? 7 months?
That's insane.
I thought it was like only a month.
Yeah, right.
That's how fun this was.
And you know what? You're probably listening and be like, oh my God, 7 months, you idiots. That's not that long of a time. And you know what? It's not that long of a time. It really isn't that long. But for us, you know, it feels good to get a little accomplishment here. We'll weekly show, done the show every week, or almost every week at least, the majority of weeks for the past 7 months, every Monday night. So you know what we're going to do tonight? We're going to play some of my favorite clips that we've had in the show. They're mostly calls and mostly ad reads. Now let me just preface this real quick, as if I already haven't been prefacing this entire show here.
Let me just say real quick, seven months is the longest I've stuck anything out for.
Really?
So be glad for that. I'm glad for that.
Yeah, I mean, you went to school until you graduated high school.
No, I was forced to, but
voluntarily.
Longest I've stuck anything out for.
So yeah, so we're here. Been here for 7 months. We'll be here for another 7 months, and then maybe seven more months. We're playing it by 7 month intervals here, not by years. That's our thing from now on. So
it's the way to go.
But yeah, in the last 7 months, there's been a lot of really funny things, I think, at least. And some stuff that I think has gone under the radar, so to say. I guess not so much as far as like popularity, but I'm sure there's a bunch of stuff that people haven't heard yet. Or you maybe just missed the show that week. And that's...
maybe even forgotten.
Maybe you forgot to listen, you moron. Stupid.
Regardless,
moron.
These memories will probably make me cry. So tune in for that.
We'll see about that. So yeah, we're gonna be playing throughout the show. I pulled a bunch of clips. We're probably not gonna get to all of them, because I pulled the entire clip rather than just some smaller pieces of it, which was dumb on my part. But anyways, as I was going to preface this, I'm really dragging this on. I'll finish it up real quick. These are not all of my favorite clips. These are just the things that popped into my head immediately. So don't take this as, you know, these are the best of the best. I think somewhere down the line, maybe at the end of the year, we'll do like a year wrap-up show that will have everything I can think of. So you might hear some repeat voices or people that were on the show. But before I get to these things, I want to send a special thank you to everybody that's been on the show. Special thank you to Keith,
yeah,
Isaiah.
You're welcome.
Eric Hughes, Kyle Rogers, Tyler Dragonette, Mike Roman, Brendan Barrett, Maximus Striner, Joe Green, Dave Green,
Mark Wallner,
of course. Who else we had on the show?
Josh Zimmerman,
can't Audrey, Donnie, Heather Kappel. Is it Kappel? Is that how you pronounce it?
All right, no idea.
All right, we're good to go with
Andrew
that
Gritzmacher.
Of course, Andrew Gritzmacher, and everybody else that's called in throughout all this time. I just want to say thank you to everybody who's contributed to the show in one way or another. Some more than others, but everybody has the same value to me.
Everybody, not enough. We could always use more.
Yeah, pull your weight, people. Come on. Tired of this. Tired of, you know, just tired of it. You want to be a part of the show, then freaking be a part of it. I'm just kidding. I don't care if you don't want to do it.
Tired of being the tugboat pulling the ship.
Yeah, right.
Single one.
So, yeah, let's see. What should we start it off with? A little Phil Pohl. What do you think about that?
I like me some Phil Pohl.
Phil Pohl was a caller. I mean, I'd imagine he's still out there, but...
We hope so,
He was a caller that had called in, I think, in the first couple shows. He called again later on. That's the call we're listening to now. He is from North Bank. This is Phil Pohl talking about extreme dreaming from an episode called Living the Extreme Dream.
I've spoken to you in quite some times. We kind of left this off on a dark note.
Yeah, I'm doing better. I figured I've been meaning to check in, but I was listening on a show. I wasn't sure if I was going to call in, but I figured today was a pretty fitting day based on your guest you got on.
Well, it's good to hear from you, man. I mean, everything's been picking up, I would hope, at least. I mean, you haven't offed yourself quite yet, so things are...
Yeah, that actually, that period of my life is, it led me into a different adventure, which is actually the reason I'm calling.
Okay.
A while back, last time you guys had heard from me, I was coming out of a bad place. I was my wife left me, I was jobless, my kid left me. I was ready to go.
I'm extremely sorry about that.
Yeah, well, it's all right. I found something though. I found something that your guests seem to be pretty familiar with that got me out of my my life rut, if you will.
Okay.
Extreme sports. So I figured today was a good day to call in.
That's really, you know what? That is a good point then, because we've got the two extremists here. These guys mastered extreme sports, to say the least.
That's what they say.
I didn't
think,
even put that together. That's so amazing that he called in.
Right. It is really, it really is amazing.
It's extremely life changing.
It's an extreme miracle.
Well, I listened to the damn show. What did you think was going to happen? You guys saved my life.
That's true, and you know what? It's great to hear from you. So. We're just going to give you the floor here, and you can talk to Dave and Joe.
Please.
Give you some time. Ask him any questions you want or whatever. You don't even have to talk to Dave and Joe. You can talk to Keith if you want.
Yeah, I actually have a question for you, Phil.
Uh-oh.
What extreme sport are you into now? What saved your life?
What was that? Sorry, I couldn't hear you.
Extreme sport.
He's asking what extreme sport you're into.
Oh, well, I mean, I've been in and out of a whole bunch of things, you know. They kind of have their, they have a strong appeal at first, but then it kind of gets boring. But right now, what's that book you guys got called?
The Extreme Dream, Our Journey Through Extreme Sports.
Extreme Dream, yeah, that's right. That's actually the reason I called in, because currently I'm in this sport called Extreme Dreaming, and I just thought it was pretty funny that you guys got this book out called Extreme Dream, and I'm in the process of extreme dreaming.
What are you dreaming about? I want to know.
What would your dream? Why would you say your dreams are extreme?
Because I'm really intrigued by this.
Yeah, it's competitive.
You can't dream more extremely than us. I just don't know who you think you are saying you can be more extreme than us. So I really want to know. Why?
Well, I'm Phil Pohl, Phil Pohl. That's who I am.
Yeah, we got that when you said it the first time. So tell me.
I would love to know more about extreme dreaming. Like, is this something that the common day man can partake in, or is this something that you have to train really, really hard for?
Well, you need to be able to actively lucid dream. So, and you got to know, it takes a little while to get used to it, but When you sleep next to somebody and you touch big pinky toes, you connect your dreams together, and through the dream
do you sleep hard? What do you do? Come on, Phil, you can't leave us hanging sleep on that. Hard. No cliffhangers here.
I think Phil dropped the phone. Phil, you got the phone?
You doing all right over there, man? You extreme dreaming
right now? Yeah,
sorry
about that, boys. I'm driving. I went through a tunnel there. I think I lost service.
It's all right.
Driving
it happens
and
to the best of us.
Driving and talking on the phone is pretty extreme.
That is incredibly
extreme. I'm an extreme guy.
It sounded like you turned your life around there, Phil Pohl.
Yeah, I'm doing good. You guys ever try extreme dreaming?
No, no.
No, we're learning more about it.
I've dabbled in it.
I've tried once. Being so extreme that I am, I've definitely tried that once.
Can you give us like a brief, just a brief synopsis of extreme dreaming?
Yeah. Well, so you go to sleep next to your opponent and touch big pinky toes, like I said. And
wait, you have big
once
pinky
you get
toes?
Into the dream,
your opponent.
What?
So would your
you
would
have
your
big pinky toe,
toe be yeah. your big toe, or you just have multiple bigger toes?
You just touch big pinky toes. It's a, it's what you do. Don't question.
Big it's understandable.
I just don't get what you mean by big pinky toe. Are your pinky toes very large? Because that's extreme, but that's I don't know if that's a part of an extreme.
Extremely gross.
Well, apparently
yeah,
his
well,
opponent
extreme,
also
real
does.
Real extreme people have big pinky toes.
I don't know if you know the first thing about being extreme, all right, buddy?
Oh, okay, come on. This guy
no,
is
I don't
either.
Think you Phil Poole's a friend of the show. When was the last time you extreme dreamed?
Whoa, I extreme all the time. My right life is extreme. It.
Well, hold on.
Even Quile just did it earlier.
Let's bring this level down.
I have transcended the extreme life. I've gone to the next level.
Let's clean it up. Let's be civil here.
So
let everybody talk.
I'm extremely sorry.
So you touch big pinky toes.
You versus your opponent. How do you know who wins?
Yeah.
It's whoever has the most extreme dream.
How do you compare? On what level do you compare?
Well, he was
well,
trying to explain
scales.
It to us.
I don't
want to
get into it. There's ratings, and once you get to this level, you'll understand it.
So it's not something that we could easily explain
it's
on the show.
It's not something a layman would understand.
That's fair.
Okay.
That's fair. So if you want to get into extreme dreaming, I suggest that people just do the old Google on that one.
Yeah, before extreme dreaming, you got to go through all the ropes. You got wife carrying, extreme couponing, extreme underwater problem solving, extreme spoon shining, extreme bottle stomping, extreme Kool-Aid making.
Extreme vaping?
Extreme wife carrying?
Yeah, extreme wife carrying, extreme Kool-Aid making, extreme diaper filling, extreme...
You sound even more extreme than our extreme authors over here.
Whoa!
I'm sorry, guys. I got to call it as I sees it.
Call us
well, that's an obvious one, I think. I mean, they seem like they're kind of new to this thing.
Keith, you do not want to be put in the same boat as me.
Did you have anything else on your list of extreme sports?
I mean, in my repertoire? Yeah, I got a large repertoire. Extreme Turkish royal wrestling, extreme competitive eating, every single type, extreme chicken chasing, extreme toenail trimming. I peaked there. I was the king of extreme toenail trimming.
I've dabbled in that one, and... I actually caught myself on a bleeder, so I quit that extreme toenail clipping.
Yeah.
So, Phil, do you have anything you want to ask the two brothers here by chance? Or
the brothers.
Are you here just to brag about your extreme dreaming? Which, you know what?
Well, I called just to check in and see how y'all were doing, but mm-hmm. then these guys were pressing me and telling me I wasn't extreme and... I felt I had to defend myself.
I just, you know, being the extremist guy that I am, I need to know how extreme you are to take you seriously.
Well, you should know who I am already. I have a bit of a reputation. I'm surprised you don't already know who I am.
Hey, Phil, I've got a recommendation for you, if you will.
That's P-H-I-L-P-O-L-E.
All right, P-H-I-L. I want you to go on a 1-on-1 extreme dreaming against the Extreme Brothers. How does that sound?
A 2-on-1?
I mean, yeah, I'd be all for it. I mean, they're kind of, if they haven't done it before, it'll be an easy win.
I'm extremely down for that.
A 2-on-1.
You better start pumping them pinky toes and get them as big as you can, brother.
Are we actually going to set this one up, Keith?
I think we should.
I think we should.
Like, this sounds like a good extended...
No, don't make it happen. I'm going to make it happen.
So Phil, you want to come on the show in 3 weeks. The first show of June, we'll say.
All right.
Do you want to come on the show?
Good.
And we'll do it on that show?
Yeah.
Are you actually
going to
show up this time?
Open.
All right.
The first live extreme dream.
I'm ready for it.
I'm ready.
I'll make myself extremely available.
I don't think you could be as extreme as us, but, you know, I'd want to see you prove it. I want to see you prove it, okay?
I'm so extreme. They call you guys two extreme dudes. They used to call me two extreme dudes, even though I'm only one dude.
And then
2 of you, there's one.
And then what
me.
Happened?
They,
you fell
they
off,
used to call
Phil.
Me two extreme dudes anyway.
You fell off.
You fell off.
I
you
fell off.
Off. You're an extreme.
P-H-I-L-P-O-L-E never falls off.
You fell off, buddy, and you fell off extremely hard.
We are setting up. Joe's cutting a promo on Phil Polo right now.
Gee Williker.
What's up?
Man, after the show, I thought you got treated better than this.
No, we treat you fine.
I have a lot of extreme respect for you. I just want to see what you're all about, man.
Brother, man, you should already know what I'm all about.
If you don't compare it, you're a small son of a bitch.
Oh, come on.
Wow.
All right.
Phil, so you're good. You're good for the beginning of June, huh?
Yeah. But actually, I'll be on this time. Last time you guys promised me I could come on the show and kill myself. But, I mean, I'm glad that never happened, I guess. But
yeah, that is.
You wouldn't be
kind
here
of
now,
thing.
And we'd be extremely sad about that.
We would.
Wow, look at that, showing respect.
Yeah, and I'd be extremely.
You
got
to get respect to. Yeah, you know the saying. Yeah.
So, Phil, you got anything else for us, Phil?
No, that's about it.
You got an extreme dream. I'm on
my way to an extreme dreaming competition. I'm in an extreme driving competition. On my way to an extreme dreaming competition.
Wow,
that's cool.
San Jose.
Good for you.
Well, we wish you the best of luck, PHIO.
Yeah, wish you the best.
Yeah, we'll get Isaiah in contact with you about setting up the exact details of this. Get you a rider and everything.
I'll call you. Don't worry.
All right, sounds good.
Thanks for the call, Phil. And we'll see you soon.
Thanks, brother.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you, brother.
Good night, buddy.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. PHILPOLE, Phil Pole. North Bank's finest.
That was a good one.
That was good. When you remember that one, Isaiah, now that you heard it?
I do, and actually, I forgot to give the boy a call, which is why we never had that show.
Maybe we can get that one coming down the pike here. What'd you think of that one, Keith? You remember that?
I loved that one. That one was good. I just kind of hope that your forgotten phone call isn't going to trigger him to go back onto his old ways of possibly suicide.
I don't
know. Spiral downhill, if you will.
Yeah. We might have to check in with him soon to make sure he's okay.
Oh, for sure. I worry about PHILPOLE.
Yeah, he was a loose cannon, I guess you could say. So...
unforgettable.
What do you think? Keep the good times rolling here, boys.
Oh, let's keep the good times rolling.
Keep driving down memory lane.
One of my favorite things about the old show here are the ad reads. Do them every so often. We only get so many people writing into the show about opening their businesses. So, but when they do, we do read them. So if you've got a business and you want to advertise on the show for free, we'll do it. You write us in. We'll say whatever that you write. So this one coming up. Isaiah might not remember this one, actually, but this is from our first episode ever back in January. This was an ad read that our former intern did. His name is Wayne, and he did it for a local North Bank rapper named Shlong the Killa. So let's just get into that. How about that?
Sup, HD Shizzo? What's good? Your boy Zach Pipe! Got a hold of me, you know, slid into the DM, skiddly bop. Basically, what he was saying was he wanted to open up a little conversation here, you know, and basically, you know, just wanted to offer me up some free adverts, you feel? And damn, I'd be so broke more than 75 and one-third of the time that shit. I could really use some free adverts, you know? And really, I couldn't have come back at a better time. Here's a low dizzle on my lizzle. Lizzle means life if all y'all thick-headed diddly dumbos. So my name be Shlong the Killa. I'm the best rapper in North Bank. And shit. Maybe the best in the nation. Actually, sorry. Maybe second best to this dude named Soulja Boy. And that brat goes. Anyways, I just recently, and I'm talking like, I don't know, maybe like 12 hours ago, give or take. So like 12 hours ago, I released my new mixtape called, get this, you ready? Through the fire, I continue to make flame. Sharts! How dope is that title? How effing dope! This is my 45th release in the last fizzival years. And my most bestest of that. So, below this is my advert for your show. Please have one of your intizzes, shizzes, spit this off of my I'd be doing it myself, but dang it, I ain't got the time. Actually, this isn't even Schlong writing this email. It's his mom's. What up, boys? Okay, so just read it straight. You don't gotta sound like me. Actually, try and sound as Caucasian as you possibly can.
Are you ready? All right, and I'll cue you in, okay? One, okay, I'm ready. Two, three.
Are you hip and young? I'm sorry. I'm going to start from the top. Are you hip and young? Do you enjoy the musical stylings of the notorious Big Two-Poo Shaker?
You're doing good. Continue.
I thought I messed up that name. All right, I'll start over. Are you hip and young? Do you enjoy the musical stylings of notorious Big Two-Poo Shaker?
Please no giggle.
I'm so sorry. And recent hit star The Fetty Wap?
Please continue.
Well, do I have a treat for you. Hello, my fellow citizens, family, and friends. My name is Schlong the Killer, and I am an amateur rap artist currently living in North Bank, New York. Just recently, I released a very, very dope album called Through the Fire, I Continue to Make Flame. This is my life's work. This means everything to me. I am very much dependent on how this record selling, as I need to feed my children. Believe it or not, and despite what I've heard from others, kids do not like to eat cardboard. I don't blame them. The album features hit singles like Pork in It.
Please continue.
Hit singles like what?
I'm sorry, I lost my
place.
That's
okay, that's okay.
The album features hit singles like Pork in It, Hucking Up to Beef Street, and a collab I did with my buddy Corey called My Sister is a MILF. Influenced in the compact disc will be in a... Oh, I'm sorry. In Loosed?
Must be included. I'm
included, yeah. Typo. Unprofessional.
I didn't write him a
story.
I
know this guy's mother did. Included in the compact disc will be an original drawing by my cousin Teresa. Hope you like presidents drawn in the style of European anime. Act now and nothing. I just really appreciate it if you would act now and not later. To be honest, I've sunk a lot on my finances into this really... need to recoup badly. Through the Fire, I Continue to Make Flame is out now and available online at http://www.schlongsingingschlongssongs.net.
Schlong. Remember that one, Keith?
I kind of forgot about that one.
But...
I mean, I wonder what Schlong's up to.
It's a good question. I hadn't seen him around town in quite some time.
Well, we're not in North Bank
anymore.
Well,
I mean, when I was in the city. But, I mean, I gotta imagine he's still out there.
He's kind of like the Loch Ness Monster.
Yeah, it really is.
You see him, it's a huge deal, and then...
he's gone, like that. You don't see him for however long.
Yep.
So, you know what we're gonna do? We're gonna roll in right into another ad, and then when we come back... I'm going to tell you who we're going to have on the show next week. Ooh, this one's by Pastor Carpet. Pastor Carpet.
Yes.
We had on the show a little bit ago from the church.
I God.
Get it right, buddy. Don't you go there. I thought you go to that church.
No, I dropped out after my first week.
Oh, yikers.
Bible study.
Really?
I did.
Oh. Well, I mean, like, you're a better man than me and Zach, seeing as though
I'm saying.
Neither of us took him up on that offer.
Yeah.
It was pretty weird.
Was it?
Yeah, it was not like you made it out to be.
Hmm.
Well, that's Pastor Carter.
Hell of a salesman, though.
That's life for you.
He was.
Tell him that.
Yeah. Good salesman. Terrible priest.
Pastor Carpet, here's his ad. Hey.
Dear Dirty Boys, I know you're not called the Dirty Boys, but I just thought I'd have a little fun and call you that. Anywho, my name is Linda Coleman, but you can just call me Linda. Thanks. I'm a former resident of beautiful North Bank, best-selling author, and most importantly, a God-fearing lady. You've probably heard of the novels I've written, titles of which include... Oh, dear God. Please, help me. Give me the strength. Double Wide Taint and How to Use It. The Dictionary Remixed. Paintings of My Gut. Oh, dear Lord. Jesus in heaven. Depression Isn't Real. Tomato Pie. Yogurt Pie. How to Be Gay and ... Okay. Totally Taboo Sex with My Brother. Oh, Jesus. Oh, dear God, please. Jesus. Grass-stained panties. Computers Are for Stupid People. Brown-stained panties. And more. I am very interested in the more. Those are just a few of the children's books that I've written over the past couple of years. Oh, boy. Today, I reach out for a different reason. My uncle, Michelle Branch, tipped me off about this free ad service you guys do. Now, I know normally it's done for up-and-coming businesses slash people slash etc. I am not one of those. I am remarkably successful for my age, 55, and can only go up from. However, any promotion is good promotion. So I figure, why not get on the horn with you young fellas? Especially a group of God-fearing men like you guys. So, glad about that, by the way, that you fear and love God. I stopped going to church when I was 5. Then picked it up just a few months back, so it's just totally neat that you read the good book. If Keith is there, tell him I've read all about his sins online. Really, really dark, nasty stuff. But good. Good stuff. Okay, I'm rambling here. Let's hit it, Mommy.
Give me a second here. Cue you up some tunes.
Perfect.
If you're okay with that.
Yes, this is... She's an interesting woman.
Yeah, to say the
least. Like to have her in St. I, God.
Yeah, why not?
I can't answer that. It's only good.
All right, hold on. Okay. I'm going to cue you in, all right?
Yeah.
All right. 1, 2, 3, hit it.
I know you sin, you sorry son of a batch. We all do. Your dad does, my dog does, my creepy neighbor Gary does, everyone. Yeah, there are ways to get rid of your sins, such as going to confessional if you're Catholic, or perhaps talking to Jesus one-on-one. But wouldn't you like to not do any of those? Wouldn't you like to just wake up and sin your silly day away with no repercussions? So did I. How to Sin and Totally Get Away With It is a comprehensive guide written by me, Linda Coleman, about how to do the worst things in life without God or anyone ever noticing. Need a little more convincing? No problem. Chapter 1 is titled, Sell Your Soul to Lucifer Himself. Don't worry, he's a nice guy. That's like the finer things in life, oh dear. Like a good cup of scotch and watching Seinfeld Season 4, Episode 10 over and over. How about more convincing? Okay, plain and simple. If you don't buy this book, you're going straight to hell. I watched Timmy, the neighborhood paraplegic, get sent to hell because he didn't buy the book. God has no remorse, and that's why you need to hide your sins. Buy now at lindacoleman.org. Or at your local Barnes & Noble.
All right.
Yeah. Pastor Carpet ad read from a bit ago, a couple months back. Thank you for coming on the show. Another person we're going to have to get back on the show, I'd say, to forgive some more sins.
Oh, I agree with that. Yeah. I wonder what he's been up to.
Preaching, probably.
Maybe not enough.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, like, you're the one that saw him last, or most recent, I should say.
That's true. He's got a point there.
It's a long time ago still.
Well, Keith.
Well, Zach.
We said 9:36, and guess what time it is?
It's 9:37.
It's 9:38.
9:30.
Oh, I was closer.
Well, now we're liars.
You're a liar.
I'm not gonna have some drum roll or anything here. I'm just gonna tell you straight up. So, like I said, next week, rebooting the show a little bit. One of the things I want to do, like I said, more pre-recorded bits. And another thing I didn't say, live music.
Woo!
Live.
So, this is something I've wanted to do since we started. I was concerned that perhaps it'd be kind of silly to get people in the studio just to play a couple songs. But you know what? I said, F it all. Let's get somebody in here. I think it'd be fun. So, next week, who are we going to have? Oh,
Melon Ballers? Grand Tangerines?
Who is it? Who is it?
One day, the Melon Ballers will do that.
Yes.
Ooh.
That's an inside joke.
I haven't heard those guys since 2009.
Yeah, that's a classic.
Everett,
modern day classic.
Everett Instant. Lonesome's Nightmare will be playing live on the show next week. You can look him up on Bandcamp or Facebook. I think he also goes by Everett Lonesome. He might have changed his name just to that. He'll be on the show next week playing a couple tunes throughout the show, perhaps at the end of the show, at some point during the show. So,
just know it's during the show.
Yeah, that's our friend Sean Heffler. He's gonna be in studio. This band is very good. I'm gonna close the show on one of his songs, actually, to give you guys a little bit of a preview. And can promise you will like it. So once again, next week, Everett Lonesome's Nightmare will be on the show, playing a couple songs. And then the idea is that, say about twice a month, we're gonna get some live music on, and then one day maybe every week. I only know so many people, man.
Very true.
So.
Hopefully this actually brings some people out of the woodwork.
I think it will. I think
I mean, it is possible.
Will. So, another thing I'd like to say. We have a very special guest on next week who's going to be bringing something very special with him.
Who is it? Who is it? Who is it? Who is it?
A character not from North Bank, but from North Tonawanda.
Oh.
He's everybody's favorite North Tonawandian. His name is Ed Nickel.
Oh, my God.
No way.
How did you land him?
Well, I know a thing or two. I know people, actually.
Well, I knew that. Wow. But I mean, like, Ed Nickel. The Ed Nickel.
The Ed Nickel. If you want to...
Homegrown.
If you want to know who that is, if you haven't heard by now, you can go on YouTube and search Visit North Tonawanda with Ed Nickel. It's a video that he had made a couple years back. It's like a tourism-type video. But while we're on that subject, Ed Nickel will be bringing with him an audio piece he released that is accompanying a video piece that he made about Canal Fest 2017. So.
Sweet.
That is what we're doing.
The ultimate North Tonawanda, Ian.
Yep, his first coverage since his that one video he released about a year and a half ago. So, exciting stuff. Exciting stuff. That'll be our first field reports, I guess is the word you can say.
So, I'm looking forward to that. I mean, Ed Nickel? Seriously, that is...
It's a grab, right?
That is huge.
That's a grab. So, once again, next week, Ed Nickel of North Tonawanda. He's going to be bringing a new audio piece. We're going to be talking to Ed about his love for the city, maybe how he got into it, how he became the person he is. And then to wrap the show up, we're going to have Everett Lonesome's Nightmare. Also known as just Everett Lonesome, I believe. And it's going to be a fun show, 8:30 to 10:30 p.m. live at hotdirt.net. We're to be, planned to be at least, broadcasting out of our new studio. The new studio. But for now, the phone number is 716-218-3458. Hot Dirt, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello, Hot
Hello?
Dirt. Hello. What's going on?
Yes. Hello. This is Diane.
Hello, Diane. Where are you calling from tonight?
I'm from North Bank.
Oh, cool. Cool. What's going on in North Bank?
Nothing. Just fed my cats, and I'm about to watch my program and go to sleep and repeat the process tomorrow. I'm kind of upset.
How can you be upset with a night consisting of what you just entailed?
Well, I was wondering, is there any women on the show tonight?
We don't have any ladies on the show tonight. That was actually an issue I've been thinking about for a while
now. Yeah.
I can pretend to be.
Yeah, I didn't think so. see. I see what you guys are. I know who you are.
What do you mean by what are you saying?
Well, yeah, of course. We're the famous hot dirt truck.
Oh. Whoa, whoa! Hey now, hey. Is it Diane?
It's a cult.
No.
Yeah, I'm not gonna stand for it.
No.
Wow.
Diane, we are not sexist. Let's just level here. We're lame. We don't know a bunch of ladies.
You probably have
a bunch of ladies friends. So, hey, if you want to set us up with somebody, then let's do it.
Listen, you sly guy, you. I hear the way you talk. I know the women are lining up for you. And you probably just, you know, I see what's going on. You're just too good. You're better than them.
No.
And you think women can't do hot dirt.
No.
That's what you think.
I don't think
that. This is what this is all about, isn't it?
No, Diane. Diane, you do not.
Yeah.
You don't know what you're talking about. I'm sorry. I'm just sorry.
I thought we were past this, you know, 100, at least 50 years past this. But, you know, constantly I'm just reminded that we haven't really gone anywhere. We're just going in circles here.
So
you know what, Zach?
What's that?
What?
No. So what do you suggest? We just get more women on the show? Is that the only solution to the problem, or what do you want? A different host, or what?
I mean, it would be nice to hear a woman every once in a while, you know, get their opinion.
Okay.
But obviously, that doesn't matter to you.
It does matter to me. I'm telling you right now, we do not know many women. How about this? You set us up with some women. I mean, you must know some, I imagine, right?
I do, but they all hate men.
Okay, well, that's not...
For reasons like this.
Okay, well, let's try and mend that relationship here. You know, I think we can create something very beautiful and pure. And you know what? We definitely need a female voice and presence on this show, because all it is a sausage fest.
A Susan B. Anthony... to get us a woman on the show. You know Susan B. Anthony?
Don't insult my intelligence.
Yeah, that was a pretty loaded question, Isaiah.
Yeah. Obviously, you should know Susan B. Anthony, buddy.
But what's your point?
Just knocked him.
No, I have no point. I was just asking if she knew him.
Oh. All right. Making friends. Hot dirt show.
That's what I'm saying.
So what do you think? What are you thinking, Diane? Where do we go from here, I guess?
You got to figure it out. You got to get one female on the show. You got to get some females calling in. You should have an intern. I mean, this Isaiah kid.
Whoa.
He does not respect women.
I have gotten plenty of women on the show. How about Dolores?
It's true.
That was a mom, to be exact. And the one night we were actually trying to find Keith a mom. We were asking for a woman to call us.
Well, I did find one.
To be quite honest, I've never listened to your show, but I was told about it, and you know, I seek these things out, and I try to tell people how I feel, and I really speak out for women's rights, and it's not a joke to me, and. You guys are really just going to have to step your game up, You're going to be on watch.
Well, I mean, to be fair, we were trying to help out couples.
That's
not
true.
Too long ago.
We had Audrey and
Heather.
Heather, two other women on the show. So if you're, what's the word?
I mean, of course, we did have to send one to hell, but well, just hot dirt hell.
For better causes, but.
Yeah.
If for better or for worse. How long ago? How was that?
Who's asking?
That was...
Diane's asking.
Yeah, I'll level with you. That was a bit ago, Diane. And you know what? You're right.
Well...
You're right. We should get more women on the show. And that's something I wanted to do with the new version of this show. And you know what? Now that you're calling, we're something we're definitely going to do. Because, you know, I want to prove to you that we're not sexist.
You know what? If we're getting a woman, we need a black guy or else we're racist.
All right. Well.
And I have just the guy.
I don't know if that's how it works specifically.
I know a guy.
I don't think that's the same.
No.
But I like your you're a go-getter, Isaiah.
I'm just trying to be open-minded here.
Spitballing. Okay.
All right. That's what we appreciate.
Thank you for the comment, Diane.
Yeah. So, Diane, like...
Listen, guys, it's 2017. Just get with it.
All right.
I don't mean to call in and seem like an angry old woman, but it pushes my buttons. You know,
it grinds your gears. We get it.
And knits your mittens, if you will.
Yeah. So, Diane, can we say that you would be an avid Hot Dirt Show listener if we actually did get a woman presence?
Yeah. If I'm not playing bingo, then I'll be there. It's every other Monday I play bingo, so I...
So you're going to be a biweekly listener.
Twice a month I'll be listening. And if you have any questions, you can always contact me. I'll email you my phone number.
Okay.
So you've got bingo next week Monday, so the following Monday you'll be listening.
Right.
That sounds good.
I'm going to check in on you.
You could actually come join us in the studio if you'd like.
I'll think about it.
Okay. Well, Diane,
I don't really fit in any of my old dresses.
That's okay. You wear whatever you want to, Diane. We're not gonna. This is a judge-free zone. So.
Well, maybe guys aren't so bad.
You know what? I like to think that. You know what? Most guys are pretty terrible. Let's be honest here. But I think we're a group of decent people. So you know what? You're right. We got to get more women on the show, and we're going to get more women on the show. And thank you for bringing that up because you're right. It's just all there is to it. You're right.
And no, none of these nasty girls I see walking around wearing just about nothing, you know. Just get some real women on the show. Really, you know, interesting women who have a lot of interests and, you know, got more going for them, you know. Not just a sex symbol, because there's just too much of that these days. Do you agree?
I agree. Absolutely. You know, we're not trying.
In my day, calves were revealing. So we should, I feel like we should go back.
Yeah.
Go
we
back
should
in
take
time.
It back a little bit. But, okay. That's all I really had to say. And I'm getting pretty tired. So.
Well, you go to bed,
you guys,
Diane.
You guys got me wound up, and
that'll happen.
Well, I hope knowing that we will get women on the show will settle you down and could crawl into bed.
I'll be checking in.
Sleep
safe
tonight.
You mark my words.
Well, thanks for the call, Diane.
All right.
Have a good night. Hey, sleep tight too. But why don't you?
Oh.
All right, that was Diane
laying down for a slumber.
Nice lady.
About to take a nap, or sounded pretty old. Maybe she's about to take the permanent nap, if you know what I'm saying. Just kidding, Diane. We love you. So, you know what? She's right.
I need woman.
She's right. We got another call here. 716-218-3458. Hot Dirt, you're on the air. Hello, you're on the air. Hot Dirt. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, who we got here?
My name's Raekwon.
Raekwon.
Yeah, Raekwon.
Okay, what's going
on? I'd like to order a mixed nugget for my fat body.
Okay, what the 6-piece or the 12-piece?
The 12-piece.
Okay, is that all? You would just want the nugget or anything else?
Raekwon, what do you want?
I'll like, McNuggets, 12 large.
Okay, the same thing, but another one.
Okay, so you want two of those then? Hello? About to trim this person.
Trim him.
They're going to get it.
Oh, my Lord.
We'll send his nuggets, though, but we'll trim him.
Oh. All right, Hot Dirt Show, you're on the air. What's going on? Hello, Hot Dirt, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, 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 hello.
Hot dough? Yeah, hot dough pizza. Hello.
This is Hot Dirt, Hot Dirt Show.
Listen, I've been trying to call you guys for 2 weeks. I ordered a pizza. And 50 wings, 2 weeks ago. You remember? Isaiah, I think his name was. That little punk was supposed to come to my house in South Bank.
Did you ever drop the pizza off?
I did drop the pizza off, actually.
Was it the right house?
It wasn't at the left one.
Oh, okay.
So, I didn't get a pizza. What's up with you guys? You're only open every other Monday? What's happening?
No, we're...
I've been calling. I called every single day.
Here's the thing, okay? We do this little comedy radio show, so we went along with what you were doing. We're not... This isn't hot dough. This is hot dirt. We're in the Yellow Pages together, but... Different thing. We're a radio show, not a pizza place, buddy. We're just playing a prank on you.
Got him.
What?
Yeah.
We zinged you.
I would say a pretty dang good zinger.
What? Come on. I mean, that would make sense.
Yeah, you're on the air right now.
It would make a little bit of sense.
You're on the air as we speak, pal.
Oh, jeez. Oh, man. I feel like a real box of rocks right now. I'm sorry, guys.
No.
Oh, jeez.
It's okay.
Oh, listen, you know, I grew up in Philly, you know, and things are rough around there. And, you know, when you don't get your way, you gotta let people know how you feel. Otherwise, they're just going to keep doing whatever they're doing to you and get away with whatever they want. So.
Yeah.
I wanted to let Hot Dough know that I wasn't playing. I wrote a lot of Google reviews that I got to go remove now.
Well, you don't have to remove them.
And, I mean, I didn't even call Hot Dough to begin with. I feel like a knucklehead.
Hey, it's okay.
Listen, guys.
We all make mistakes.
I'm terribly sorry about this. You know, I'm stressed out.
Hey, it's all right.
I just wanted some pizza. My friend Paulie was in town. Paulie was hungry, and he just came over. God forbid, I didn't have nothing in my fridge. And how embarrassing. The pizza doesn't even show up. The guy just left. He hadn't seen me in 10 years. End of friendship right there. No
so
pizza.
Wait, is Paulie left last Monday, or he just left?
It was 2 weeks ago.
I'm terribly sorry about that.
Yeah, it's, you know what? I feel kind of responsible for that happening, for going along. I honestly thought it was a harmless prank.
Well, you said the pizza. Yeah, you said the pizza was coming. What was I supposed to think?
No, you're right. You're right. This is on us. This is absolutely on us. So, how could we? Is there anything we could do to make this up to you?
No, I don't even really like pizza all that much anymore. I've been watching a lot of documentaries on Netflix because. Time, you know, the cable bills are just outrageous these days, so $7.99 is good. And all I really watch, you know, after I watched all The Walking Dead is really just documentaries, and there's a lot of stuff about health and stuff, so I try to avoid pizza whenever possible. So I don't really want you guys to make me a pizza. It's okay. Yeah. I just felt disrespected, and I needed to kind of get even. And I still haven't yet, but I kind of feel different about it now, knowing that the situation isn't at all what it seemed.
Yeah. Well, you know, you're right. Pizzas really aren't the best thing for you. I mean, I know they're good, but
it's the cheese, bro.
Yeah,
it's the cheese. Who would have known?
Not me.
You get a cheese steak, you put the whiz on it, and then you get the peppers. And the onions, and you just eat it, and it's good. And then you go play ball with your boys.
Yep.
That's what it's all about.
Nothing wrong with it.
Sounds like a classic
summer
day.
Nothing wrong with it.
Classic.
You know,
well,
my mother,
kill
God bless her, she told me, you know, cheese was good. Cheese was good. You got to eat your cheese.
Yeah, but not that much.
Everything in moderation is good.
Please, the cheese.
Yeah, so what else is going on over there with this talk show?
It's just this little program we do every week. Next week we're going to have some music on and a guest from a famous, somewhat famous guest. And
Locally famous.
Locally famous. And, yeah. We just hang...
How many...
couple of buddies.
How many guys you got over there? How many people?
Tonight we just have three. Myself, my co-host Keith, and then our intern, Isaiah.
Oh, Keith, Isaiah, nice to meet you. What's your name, buddy?
I'm Zach.
Cool.
What's your
nice
name?
Nice to meet you, Zach. Now, you guys don't got any ladies over there?
No, no
what
ladies.
What is it with the ladies tonight?
No ladies here tonight.
Man. What kind of...
What kind of what?
Have you guys ever listened to Howard Stern?
I've heard
Howard Stern. Oh, he always has ladies on there. That's why everyone listens.
Yeah, he does always have. He's got women on his show. Some oftentimes doing some pretty lewd things.
He's also got that wild hair.
It is. Yeah, it is. It is pretty wild. I agree. It's untamed.
Yeah, I wouldn't touch it though. I think he might catch those hands.
You probably would. I wouldn't want anybody touching my hair. That's for sure.
Nope.
Kind of reminds me of a rooster.
All right, well. So what you guys talking about? Other than pizza.
Howard Stern.
Yeah, Howard Stern. We were just talking about some of our favorite moments from the past 7 or so months. Talking about next week's show. Next week we're going to kind of reboot the show a little bit and get some new thing going here. That's about the show tonight.
Cool. Cool, yeah. I heard you say you had someone pretty big shot kind of guy, you know, well-known fella coming on the show next week. I'm going to have to listen in.
You're going to have to. So, one more time, who are we speaking with? What's your name again?
This is Gorn.
Gordon. All right, well, Gorn.
No, Gorn.
Gorn.
G-O-R-N.
Like corn, but the G.
Gorn. It's Gorn. It's gone. It's spelled G-O-R-D-O-N.
Oh, it's okay. Gone.
Okay. I get it. Now, anyways, we're just reviewing our lives over the last 7 months for every Monday. Can you tell us your favorite memory of the last 7 months of your life? Anything spectacular, Gordon? Gordon?
Gorn.
Gordon.
Well, I'm a car hauler, and my truck broke down. I had to walk 15 miles to a gas station, and then I had to get a ride back to my truck with a can I had to buy, and I had to put a little bit of gas in my truck to make it back to the station, then fill up again, and it wasn't a fun walk, but other than that, you know,
well, the guy that gave you a ride back, was he at least good? Was he a nice guy?
Well, he actually worked at the gas station, and he wasn't too pleased about it, but I actually had to give him $20, so it was a pretty expensive trip, and the company I work for said it was my fault, so I didn't make much money that day, but other than that, you know, it's been the same stuff. Sorry, guys, not really too interesting.
Yeah, it's all right.
We didn't ask for it to be interesting. We're just asking about your life here, bud.
Yeah. Sounds like a...
Yeah, other than that, the whole pizza thing really threw me off.
Oh, I'd imagine. It would have thrown me off, too.
Yeah,
it
probably gave you a little dinger.
It did throw me off when I actually delivered a pizza.
Yeah. I'm kind of curious as to what those people probably thought, though.
A miracle.
Hmm?
You know? You don't complain about free pizza, Keith.
Very true. Very true.
That's why I said it.
So anything else, Gordon? Gordon? Gordon.
Gordon.
I think I'm going to crack another beer and see what's on the tube on the Netflix.
Sounds like a good night to
me. Maybe I'm going to stop drinking these beers soon, too. I don't know. We'll see what I learn tonight.
You do whatever makes you happy, buddy.
If I don't forget.
You do whatever makes you
happy. But,
highly recommend the Do-Over with Adam Sandler. Changed my life.
The Do-Over? He gets, like, a makeover?
Yeah, kinda.
I mean, He's a pretty sought-after guy, you know. What's he need to do over?
Well, he's just got to do over his life.
He made some mistakes, and he's doing them over.
Yeah, fixing, exactly.
You're fixing his wrongs.
Is it like a movie that's fictional character?
I would like to believe that it was a biopic, but I don't know. Whenever I watch anything on Netflix, I usually leave it up to the imagination, because that's what I personally think Netflix is best for, just letting your imagination run wild.
Couldn't say it better myself.
He's a funny guy. Remember that golf movie he did with the guy who got his hand bit off by the alligator?
Yep, Happy Gilmore.
Got the alligator. Man, I cried.
Can't forget
but
that.
That was a good movie. I love that.
He was just trying to take care of
his
family.
He's a good old Jewish fella. I think he's from the big city. Well,
he has to be.
All right, boys. This Miller Lite's calling me, and I'm going to get to it. I got to wake up early in the morning, so you guys have a good night. Maybe I'll listen in next week or something, you know. And I'm just going to leave those reviews on hot dough, and I'm just going to leave the whole pizza alone for a while, take a little break.
Yeah. And don't be
my doc.
Go ahead.
My blood pressure, you know, it's not doing too good. My doc said, you know, I got to stop getting angry, try to fight people, and, you know, eating pizza and drinking beer ain't really helping. So,
yeah, I can't imagine.
All right. You boys, you guys are good guys. I'll see you around.
All right, Gordon. Take care.
Sleep good.
All right.
Thanks for the call.
Later.
Bye bye. Gordon. I think it's Gordon.
Gordon.
You gotta get that D out of there.
Another nice guy.
Very nice guy.
We've had some nice callers tonight.
We have. Reached the end of the show here for tonight, but not for forever, because next week we're coming back 8:30 to 10:30. Special, we'll call it the premiere, I guess, of the rebooted show here. Gonna have Ed Nickel of North Tonawanda's favorite person. He's gonna be bringing a field report from Canal Fest 2017. And then we're also going to have Everett Lonesome's Nightmare performing live in the studio. So, if you don't want to tune in, then you are a moron. Plain
exactly.
And simple. You're dumb. You're just dumb. And
you're,
you know what?
Damn.
You're going to be missing out. But you know who's not going to be missing out?
Not us.
Keith isn't.
This
Isaiah
guy's not.
Isn't.
Nope.
That guy's not either.
Next week. Hot Dirt Show, 8:30 p.m. till 10:30 p.m. Everett Lonesome's Nightmare, Ed Nickel. Tune in, hotdirt.net.
The revival.
Thank you for listening. See y'all later.
Peace.
Bye. Good night.